Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Really, really incredible. Aside from a couple of sporadic incidents, unacceptable incidents, but Kanan Lidor is a journalist with JNS, is a Hi FM correspondent. Kanan, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
So in terms of the day as a whole yesterday, how did Yom Yerushalayim, how did Jerusalem Day go?
Well, the phenomenon of youths marching through the city, thousands of them, with flags is a recent one. And it's only begun in a few years ago to really take off in this kind of masses of people. And so the locals who are Arab of the old city, they're adjusting to it. And right now, what really lowered the friction this time was the fact that many of the shops in the old city were closed. Now, this was seized upon by activists who are trying to foment friction as some sort of a coercion, as though they were forced to close and maybe to cower in their homes. But others who offered a different narrative, which is really it's normal for people to close shop during holidays and actually during Ramadan. Mm-hmm. Many of these shops also closed down just because of the quantities of people who are moving through the narrow alleyways of the old city. And so this is really just a kind of community response to a large event on public property. That was the debate that we saw this year.